Do you trust God to take care of you? Do you trust Him to protect you against a vicious enemy far stronger than you? Would you risk everything, even your life, based on your answer? It is easy to speak of reliance on Allah in times of comfort, but true reliance is revealed in moments of fear, when outcomes are uncertain. Let us explore this through the story of a wise woman who embraced Islam because of these very questions. Session 625, Chapter 4, Verse 45. God knows best who your enemies are. God suffices as a protector. God suffices as a helper. Chapter 4, Verse 45. It may be that you have good knowledge of your enemies. You could even be an expert in your enemies' affairs. But God knows best about all enemies, including the enmity between you and your own self, the slightest enmity coming from your spouse, children, or people you may not be aware of. It is not possible for any human being to discern all of enmity, but God knows them best, knows them all, and what they conceal. He says, God knows best who your enemies are. Allah informed us of this after He warned us in the previous ayah that, Did you not see those who were given a portion of the book purchasing misguidance and wanting you to be misguided from the way? We discussed that such people, who want to misguide you, could be from the people of the book, namely Jews and Christian, or Muslims like us, abusing our trust and comfort with them. Since Allah is the one who knows best about enemies, He will never deceive or cheat you. So make sure you are always connected to Him. He says, God suffices as a protector. Yes, because people who protect you, regardless of how skilled or powerful they are, have to use the means at their disposal. Allah, on the other hand, is the creator of all means. He says, And whoever is mindful of God, He shall make a way out for him, and will provide for them from an unexpected source. God will be enough for those who put their trust in Him. God achieves His purpose. God has set a due measure for everything. From chapter 65, verses 2 to 3. Do you need any other protector after that? People say, so-and-so is enough for me, meaning, you may need the help of many people, but I know the president who can get it all done. He spares me the need for anyone besides him. We say, Allah is sufficient for us. There was a wise woman at the time of the Prophet who correctly understood this. It was her insight into the Prophet's actions that caused her to accept Islam. Listen to her story. This woman, who was a disbeliever, lived close to the Prophet. She used to see a group of men as guards surrounding Muhammad and protecting him from the disbelievers at all times. Then, one day, she saw Muhammad dismiss all his guards for good. She was surprised and wondered what happened. A neighbor told her that the following verse was revealed to Prophet Muhammad. Messenger, proclaim everything that has been sent down to you from your Lord. If you do not, then you will not have communicated His message, and God will protect you from people. God does not guide those who disbelieve. Chapter 5, verse 67. The wise woman thought to herself,
These armed men were guarding the Prophet's life, yet he sent them home for good after receiving the verse that stated, God will protect you from people. Even if Muhammad had managed to deceive everyone around him with Islam, he would not risk his own life on a lie.
The woman understood that Muhammad truly believed in God, in his own prophethood, and put down his personal safety as proof. No one risks their life for a lie. She rushed to the Prophet and said,
I testify that there is no God but Allah, and that you are the messenger of God.
This brings us back to the verse. The word protector is translated from the Arabic wali, which means the one closest to you, or right next to you. Allah adds, God suffices as a helper, because someone may be close, yet unable to help, but Allah is both the protector by your side and the helper guiding you to success. And since this is a battle where God knows best who your enemies are, beware of seeking protection and help from anyone else. Do what is within your power. Use the means Allah put at your disposal. Then leave what is beyond your power to Him. Never say, "I am weak and cannot face the enemies alone. Let me be under the protection of a superpower, or join an alliance even with those who are non-Muslim or wish Islam ill. After all, how can I possibly face the enemy, let alone defeat it, in my weakness?" We answer that God ordered you to prepare the best that you can, then rely on Him. Here we ask, does the phrase, "God suffices as a helper," mean that there are other helpers around? Of course, you can get help from people, but it is only superficial and not the genuine kind you need. The king might help you today and solve all your problems, but do you guarantee that he will be alive tomorrow? Real help is that which comes from Allah. Why? Because when God comes to your aid, it means two things. The first is that your faith is on the right track, because, as we discussed before, Allah does not aid those who deviate from His path. Second, God's help is above all creation. If He is on your side, no one can overcome you. The odds do not matter, and material considerations do not matter. Some doubters will say, "You are kidding yourself if you think you can overcome a large army that has superior technology when you are weak." We answer that God can help you in the way you cannot imagine, and He has soldiers that you are not aware of. Listen to the following ayah as Allah introduces us to one tiny soldier of His that can turn an entire army upside down. He says in verse 151 of Al-Imran, "We shall throw terror into the hearts of the faithless, because they attribute partners to God." Any military leader will tell you, nothing is worse than a terrified soldier. No amount of training or firepower can steady someone ruled by fear. They will break and run. Worse still, in their panic, they may abandon their weapon, leaving it for you to seize and turn the tide. Fear in the heart is one small invisible soldier of God's infinite arsenal. Now you understand why your task is not to guarantee victory or match your enemy's numbers or tech, but to be ready. Do all you can, prepare with everything you have, and when you have done so, entrust the rest to God. Thus, if you want real help and genuine victory, strengthen your faith and do not seek the disbelievers for help, even under the worst circumstances, for they are not people of trust. God says, "You who believe, if you obey the disbelievers, they will make you revert to your old ways, and you will turn into losers." Chapter 3, verse 149.
والله أعلم بأعدائكم وكفى بالله وليا وكفى بالله نصيرا.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Convey my teachings to the people, even if it is only a single verse. Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.qurangarden.com.